Albert Lea American Legion Baseball. They kicked off their season this week. Head coach of Albert Lea, Jay Enderson. And Jay, good afternoon. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron. Great to be here.
Now let's talk about this week. The team had two games. You won one, and then you met Byron for what has probably seemed like the 20th time for these guys after playing him so much during high school ball. Let's talk about the first victory. That was a win against Stuartville, correct?
Yeah, that was Stuartville. We hadn't seen Stuartville, you know, at least for a while, because we didn't have a Legion team last year with COVID. But basically, yeah, you know, they're young like everybody's young, and when it comes to Legion ball in summertime, every town doesn't know who's coming back, who's going to play, and whatever. So yeah, so it was a matchup for us that we just kind of needed to I don't know what the words are, shake off the rust, maybe, Aaron. You know, we came off a huge, you know, two and a half week high, and to come off of that and have to go back and settle and play whoever in Legion ball, it was just kind of one of those nights where we just had to get our feet back on the ground and see what we could do. And for the guys, luckily it was great. We have a lot of guys gone. We had, you know, all the wrestlers are gone for wrestling camp and blah, blah, blah. So we had a lot of hurdles to get over, but it was a nice 7-3 win. And like I say, the old standby Blake Alvey pitched, and, you know, Blake was, you know, he was tired, but he was, you know, he's a gamer. He gave us 5.5 innings. And like I say, I knew he didn't want to go all night, but he did come back. He got back on the horse after that devastating kind of loss in Jordan on last Tuesday, but he got back on and rode the horse, and we won 7-3.
Now, Jay, we should talk about American Legion baseball in general. What is the ages that someone has to be to play? And my second question would be, is most of the guys that played in the high school team also playing Legion ball?
Yeah, for the most part. I did this for 13 years now, and Legion ball, the biggest challenge you have with Legion ball is your seniors, you know, because they're starting to move on to a lot of things. And, you know, I start selling them on Legion ball, you know, at least early May, just to kind of, you know, plan up for what's there. And this year we've got, you know, we got all but two of the seniors did come back and play, and we're grateful for that. And, you know, the guilt trip on Legion ball is I try to encourage guys that try to remember when they were sophomores or juniors and you know, what it was like when you had seniors playing and helping you get through a summer and be competitive all summer. And that's usually how the spin goes for me, is because if they look at it that way and they can help that team be competitive all summer, it's better for the program, it's better for them, it's the last little ditch they get to play before they're kind of done with their career. And you know, it just works for everybody. But we've had a good turnout. I'm pleasantly surprised with all of our seniors, all but two coming back out to play. And basically, you got to turn 19 after January 1st. So you can't turn before January 1st, turn 19. So anybody 19 and younger that turns after the 1st of January of this year is eligible to play Legion ball. And we've always had the tradition in this town of having the old guys play and let the older guys play along with the younger guys, just to kind of have a good meld where the team is competitive all summer.
Jay Enderson here on Kate Radio, and let's talk about the game last night against Byron, a loss to Byron, a team that, and I know you mentioned in your text, the fifth time playing these guys in the last month. I'm assuming Byron had a lot of the same guys that they had on their high school team as well.
And they did, for the most part. We recognized most of the guys on the lineup card. For the most part, you know, they were there. They still, you know, they still hit the ball like they always did, you know. And like I say, but our biggest challenge, you know, Aaron, as you know, and I think when you talk to Gaston or Sean, you know, if we don't give things up, we rarely lose. If we score four or more runs and don't give up the errors. Well, last night we gave up, you know, 500 runs, and, you know, all that came from errors and a couple walks and a hit by the pitch, you know, something like that. And but basically there's a storyline. It's probably a 5-1 game in our favor, but we gave things away. And like I say, I can still see the cobwebs, I can still see the rust, and I can still see it's a little bit hard to get up for this game yet, but it's coming. It'll come around, and it's one of those things where, you know, Byron's one of these guys, one of these teams that, you know, they're high school guys, coaches and everything just transfer right over, kind of like we do, and so they're not changing a thing, missing a beat, and it was pretty much, it felt a lot like the season without all the hype, because there wasn't hype there in the summer. But it was, you know, it's a good matchup, and it was a game that should have been decided probably how it was. And it's been in every other flip. So, you know, lost one. That's where we're at right now. So we might even see him again. So, but it's won every other game for five straight games now. So, but yeah, it just kind of is what it is.
7-5 loss last night. You said all five runs were unearned, and you know, like you made the point again. Baseball at this age, and I guess even at older levels too, but especially at this age, they're won and lost when it comes to errors and walks. And if you make mistakes, you give free bases and free runs. You give up more than the opponent, there's a good chance you're not going to win the game.
Absolutely, and we've seen it all the time. And you know, again, we had a heck of a game, you know, in Jordan last Tuesday, and you know, we lose 3-2, but you think back to last Tuesday. Both runs that scored to eventually tie the game were leadoff walks.
Yep.
Leadoff walks led to two runs, and those two runs ended up costing us. You know, but that's just the way it is. You're going to walk guys. You're going to have errors. The team that can reduce them or make them just less than the other team is probably the team that's going to win, and that's kind of who we are and who we've been for a couple years at least, if not all time. So, yep.
Talking American Legion baseball for Albert Lee. Jay Enderson with us here on KATE at 124. Jay, you guys got a busy weekend coming up. Weather, hopefully, will stay away and allow you to play a bunch of baseball. But explain what you got going on. It's a tournament in Rochester.
So this is the Firecracker Tournament. It's pretty much teams from the south, eastern part of the state, maybe from the city south over to La Crosse and whatever. It used to have a little more bang to its buck when it was, you know, we didn't have COVID. COVID's kind of set all these tournaments back a bit. But we'll play Stuartville on Friday night. We played Stuartville, of course, Monday. We'll see them again on Friday night. They're in the tournament. Then on Saturday, we play two games. So we see Viroqua, Wisconsin, which is basically a La Crosse area team, which is typically pretty good. And then we see Rochester A's, which is Century in the baseball season or high school season. And then we just play on Sunday where we fall. So it's a jam-packed situation. Kids love them. We're going to be thin on pitching, but I guess who isn't right now? And based on who can show up, who can't show up, you know, it's you really dodge the vacation ball all summer with these guys because they're all going here, going to camps. But it'll be four games in 3 days. It'll be fun because the kids do like tournaments. You know, it's just tournaments go way back to when they're little guys, you know, at wherever they travel to or whatever. So it's the last ditch for a couple of these guys. They'll never play a tournament probably again. So it's a good thing. But we'll pack it all in 3 days and see where we fall.
Jay Anderson with us here on KATE. And Jay, before I let you go, I've brought this up over the years and haven't talked to you on the radio for many years. Back in my first day here in Albert Lee, I did some umpiring. And you're one of the coaches, I believe, on the B-Squad team or the JV team. Be honest with me, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best you've ever seen, 1 being I couldn't see nothing, how would you have rated my umpiring skills? And you can give me a 2 or 3.
Based on my really good memory, a 10.
A 10. Because
I'll give you a 10 because, hey, you know, a lot of water under the dam. And I'll give you a little tidbit, too. The first time I ever did a baseball interview with you was about 11 years ago when we were going to Legion, started the Legion season like this, and then we went to Legion State. So that was the very first time that we ever, you know, did this like we're doing it now. So this history goes way back, and like I say, it's good to see you back in town because there's a lot of baseball history with you and I and just this all in general. So it's good to have you back.
So when we first talked, then the Legion team went to state. So that's a good, I guess, a omen moving forward this summer.
Yeah, we'll take that omen because, like I say, right now, the biggest challenge you have with summer baseball and Legion is we fall into this southeastern district. So we don't get it to jump into a section based on size or whatever. We're basically playing the Big Nine schedule all summer with a couple add-ins. So it's definitely a hurdle. It's probably a bigger hurdle than school ball if you want to get to that pinnacle of state. But you have to beat the things. But the schools are all different. Summer is different than spring. And it's one of those things where you just got to get out there and see how it plays out. And then when you get to that district tournament the third week in July, it's just, hey, it's all bets are off and you go for it. You know, that's what it comes down to, pitching and the likes.
81 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Again, Jay Enderson with the American Legion, a baseball team. Busy weekend in Rochester in that tournament. Hopefully the weather cooperates so all those teams, a lot of teams playing, can get those games in. Jay, we'll catch up again this summer with another update on how the Legion team is doing. Appreciate the time, and, of course, good luck this weekend.
Sounds good, Aaron. Great to have you back, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.